Welcome to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This broadcast is brought to you by the Norm Production Blue Jay Broadcasting Network and their sponsors. Thanks for joining us, and now here's Coach Chuck Seiler. And welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is your host, Jay Naur, along with Coach Chuck Seiler, and we've had a little bit of activity since we talked last. The major thing, we finished the regular season, and we just started the district playoff format. And the way the district playoffs work, it's kind of hard to squeeze in when to get these shows in. Like this week, the Blue Jays continue to win. They play Wednesday and then Monday. And then if that occurs, we go to Saturday. So we'll try to work this in here between games as finished this regular season with a tough contest, losing to Lawson 29-12, and certainly I think the Blue Jays fought as hard as they could, certainly through that contest, to finish out the season. And then with that, the Blue Jays finished second in the district, and then drew the second seed, played the seventh seed in the district, played Oric. Oric played them to a 56-6 game. And I will say this, certainly, Coach, I know a little bit mixed here. We're talking about Lawson came in there very strong. Certainly, I know you gave him a very good contest, losing that one 29-12. But then you come back, and you play a team like Oric. And Oric certainly has had struggles with their numbers and so forth. But you go from a game that was very competitive the whole way to you go to this game here where your reserves played for most of three quarters, the last three quarters of the contest. And, Coach, certainly now, what we have is a playoff situation where we go into North Platte. So we're kind of in the middle here, Coach, but from this point moving forward, the games get more interesting and more intense.
The fun time's over, and it's time to work, go to work every game. And so North Platte this week, and we're ready for that, playing whoever it was we played last week.
Lawson, yeah.
Yeah, well, we played Lawson. They were a tough game, and then played Oric, and golly, they won state in 08, and so they've fallen upon hard times. I don't know. They didn't have the numbers out and whatever. So every week from now on it'll be a competitive week, and this is the fun time of year. This is when you got to get after it, so we're excited about it.
Certainly, Coach, just in observing the last game, you got a lot of playing time with your reserves. You're able to take your first liners out of there, and I really have enjoyed that because now I'm able to see what the future is at West Platte, and I think you got to be pretty happy with what you see there.
Well, I do. We've got several running backs that's going to be able to be able to run the football for us. We've got a decent line that's going to come around. We got Jack Callahan back, quarterback that'll be back next year, and he's got this full year experience upon him, and that's really going to be help him. I know a lot, and we've got to find some receivers next year. But future's bright. And if you got to see any of the thing last week, we had, I think every running back we have got to score last week against Oric, and that was a good thing, and we're excited about next year, and more than even next year, next several years.
Certainly, I know we talked about Justin Rhodes a little bit, and I certainly your kicker got involved and scored a touchdown as well. He impressed me as a running back as well.
Well, yeah, Justin he led all rushers. He had under 30 yards the other night and a touchdown, and so he had a great night. Josh Reif, our kicker, here's a kid that decided to come out last year, did nothing but kick, came back out this year and decided he wanted to play football, and he's a soccer kid. He's played a lot of soccer but really never played a whole lot of football, and he's got a lot of JV experience catching or running the football this year, and he's fast. And so, we're going to have a couple of pretty good running backs with those two kids. We're going to have Cody Guthrie stepping back in there, and let's don't forget Colton Goodland. So
yeah,
we're going to be able to run the football next year. That's, that's for darn sure if we can get it blocked. And so that's it's we got a good stable.
No question about it, and certainly good times coming, I think, for West Platte. And certainly, I think, coming down the road here, we're getting ready to, well, I guess we're midway through the district playoff scenario that's new with the Missouri State High School Activities Association this year. And, Coach, it causes for really interesting scenarios. Your practice schedule is really strange, I know, because, like, you played the game Friday, you've got a game tomorrow night, Wednesday night, and then you have another game Monday. So what kind of practice scenarios do you have in preparation for these games?
Well, we've got a plan, so to speak, of the way we have gone through all year. And as an example, Mondays we've always had JV games, but the varsity guys would watch a little bit of film, and then early on this season they'd go out and run some, and that was about all they did on a Monday. Then Tuesday was a heavy work day, and that was a defensive day. Wednesday was a heavy work day, and that was an offensive day. Thursday was a little bit lighter, but not much. We'd go over special teams, and then we'd do some offensive defense, just be a little bit shorter than we were on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Friday we'd play. Well, you turn that around now, and so let's say we played where we played last Friday. Then Saturday was a Monday, although we didn't bring the kids in on Saturday. We thought we'd give them a day off, but that would have been an actual Monday. So Sunday would have been a Tuesday practice, which that would have been basically a defensive day. We do some offense on that day, but the emphasis is put on defense. So that was Sunday when we practiced from 6 to about 8 or 8:15 Sunday evening. And then Monday was a Wednesday. And then today, Tuesday, was our Thursday practice. And so we just keep going on that way. So we play tomorrow night. We win and get to move on. Then Thursday will be a Monday, Friday will be a Tuesday, Saturday will be a Wednesday, and Monday will be a Thursday practice for us. So we just kind of keep that scenario and just have to tell the kids, all right, here's what's going on these days, and keeps it the same for them, and kids like to have the same things going on, and that's the approach we're going to take.
Certainly interesting approach as we get ready for a very familiar opponent, the North Platte Panthers, cross-country rival, this time in the playoffs. We'll be back to talk to Coach about that, as well as all conference selections, right after this.
With Norman Landcraft, a properly planned landscape provides your property with an attractive, functional setting. Whether you are renovating an older property or starting with a new home or business, professional advice from Norman Landcraft is an investment that grows. Get custom design landscaping from their professional staff that gives your property that finished look. Call 816-858-2939. And from the staff at Norman Landcraft, go Blue Jays. For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
Hey, are you a West Platte Blue Jay fan? You can support the WestPlatteSports.com broadcasting crew with your purchase of West Platte Rocks. You can have this beautiful display piece for your home entryway or your yard decoration to show your support for the West Platte Blue Jays. At the same time, you're helping support the WestPlatteSports.com broadcast team to provide coverage of athletic events for the upcoming year. For delivery in the West Platte area, call us at 816-830-5126 or email us at rocks@westplattesports.com. Payment is due at delivery with major credit cards, checks, or cash accepted. For orders beyond the West Platte area, please email us at rocks@westplattesports.com for shipment and arrangements. Please continue to help provide excellent coverage of the West Platte Sports Athletics with your purchase of West Platte Rocks. We appreciate your support and commitment to West Platte Sports video and audio coverage. Get your West Platte Rock today. Just give us a call at 816-830-5126 or email rocks@westplattesports.com to get yours. Thanks for your support. Go Blue Jays!
And welcome back to the Coach Chuck Sather Show. I tell you what, we have to play the team that we're very familiar with. Certainly the North Platte Panthers, we just recently played them at homecoming for the Tobacco Stick game. West Platte winning the Tobacco Stick rivalry this year and have the trophy there to keep another year. But this is different. This is a playoff situation, and Coach, I don't know how we could be any more familiar about this team. Cross-country rivals, I know some of the team went and watched them play last week because they played on a different night than we did in the playoff format. And I tell you what, from what we understand, it's going to be they're going to be ready to try to run it mostly between tackles. I know they just absolutely love to run the ball, and that's certainly what we expect.
That's what they're going to do. They went to a couple different things when they played Mid-Buck the other night. They went to the eye a couple times instead of the single wing, but still they're going to run it. They will spread it out. He did, two, 3 years ago, Jim spread it out a little bit and had some success with it, but they've gone back to the run of the football, and that's the whole key to them, stop the run.
Certainly they usually have the personnel for that, like their interior linemen are of fairly bigger size, and certainly you may actually see it in watching the game tomorrow night. You'll actually see they have a scenario, and you can actually watch the last game, where they have a scenario where three people are ready to take the snap, which is very unusual. You don't see that much anymore, do you, Coach?
No, you sure don't. This offense, the old single wing offense, I think he got, I don't know if he heard a coach speak at a clinic or whatever, but he has told me that somebody down in Florida is where he gets a lot of his information from and on this offense. And even I had some experience with it when I was a sophomore here at West Platte. We ran the single wing. My freshman and sophomore years, we ran a single wing, and very similar to what they were doing now. And so I do have a little bit of experience with it, but certainly not something I want to do, I'll tell you that.
Certainly it is a unique type offense, and certainly we expect nothing else but a tight battle between North Platte and West Platte. Certainly with the playoff situations, you play the same team again. They could throw a wrinkle at you, and I'm certain the team's ready for that, and certainly it ought to be an interesting game. So check us out tomorrow night on westplattesports.com as West Platte plays North Platte from Eskridge Stadium for district playoffs. And Coach, I know you had a meeting here recently, and you went to a vote on all-conference honors, and we had some Blue Jays that came with some all-conference recognition.
Yep, we did. Not as much as we have the last couple of years, but then, last year we tied for the conference lead, and then the year before we were right up there, and so this year we didn't fare as well in the conference, and so we didn't get as many picks on that, but that's just kind of the way it goes. And we had three kids get second team all conference. Dylan Guthrie was our second team all conference running back and second team linebacker. We had Mike Barnett was second team tackle, offensive tackle and defensive tackle. And then Brandon Searcy was second team wide receiver and defensive back. And then Matt Hiley was honorable mention as safety and wide receiver. So we would have liked to have some more kids get some recognition. But in order to do that, you've got to win, and you got to be up there at the top of the conference if you're really going to get a lot of kids to do that. So we were proud of who got it, and the kids worked hard and deserved what they got. And like I said, if we were going to get more, we were just going to have to win a few more games.
Certainly that's understandable, Coach. You also got to throw in there, too, Hamilton coming into the conference this year. That's going to, because they've got two or three running backs that can be anywhere as far as honorable mention, all-conference, second team, and all-conference front line. I mean, they offer a lot to the table, so you add them to the conference. You add pretty much another 20% load probably there, especially at running back, maybe at the defensive areas as well. And like you say, it's kind of the way the conference balanced out as well as the addition of these new teams.
Well, exactly. And, you throw them in there, and so that's going to mean that there's going to be less kids. You better be really at the top of the of the list if you're going to get some stuff with that many more kids. And, yeah, they did. Their top running back, Keegan Prather, I believe it is. I think that's that kid's name, was one of the three running backs. And, so then they had some kids that get some other positions too. And so, yeah, that's a position that maybe one of our kids would have gotten if they hadn't been in there. But, they're in here and we have to make the most of it. And so we just got to play better. That's all.
Well, something too, a trend this year, I think the conference went to more of a running domination as compared to passing. Maybe Westplatte may be among the top passing teams in the conference this year. But you take that, I mean, you had to divide out the running backs too and possibly the offensive linemen as most teams went run heavy. I mean, it seems to be another situation that may have applied to the way things worked out there.
Well, I think you're right. I think that you just look at it right down the line. Lawson, running team. Lathrop, running team. North Platte, running team. East Buck does throw it. Hamilton, running team. Who else we got? Mid-Buck, they're running. Wants to throw it some.
Yeah.
So they mix it up a little bit. So let's see. Plattsburgh, running team.
Yep.
So, you know, yeah. I mean, the biggest majority of them run the football.
Certainly, it makes it interesting. I'm sure. I'm sure you had an interesting meeting the other night getting this decided. But congratulations to our all conference winners, and once again, we salute you as representing West Platte very well in KCI conference play. Well, Coach, I tell you, we got this district scenario. It's an interesting scenario. If you win against North Platte tomorrow night, you go on to play what probably will be the team we played earlier this year in Wellington Napoleon, and we'll have to travel if that does occur. If we do beat North Platte, but that ought to be another major contest if that works out again.
Well, exactly, and I'm sure they want to play us. Let's get them that second game, and played one of our best football games that night, and I know they want to play us, and I'm tickled to death to oblige them. And go down there in their field and see what we can prove to them that first game wasn't a fluke, that we're for real. And I think our kids sense that and are excited too. And so it would be a fun trip to go down there and see what we, you know, let's measure up again and see what we got.
Certainly ought to be an exciting contest. We'll be, of course, first things first, take care of North Platte tomorrow night.
Right.
And then hopefully we can make a trip down to Wellington. Of course, they got to win too. But certainly, if it shapes up to that, ought to be one heck of a football game, Coach. And certainly we wish you well tomorrow night, as well as if we go on to Wellington Napoleon. And certainly, Coach, certainly do appreciate you being on board with us this year and having your show with us once again. And hopefully we'll talk to you again next week as you prepare on to the playoffs after beating Wellington Napoleon, we hope.
Well, that's exactly right. Let's and Jay, you and I have a great time doing this show. And if some of the people could hear what you and I talk about in between breaks and this and that, and you and I go back a long ways, but it's fun, and it just really is. And I appreciate what you do for West Platte, because it's just a pretty neat deal. I know I've got friends that either call me or text me or email me. That watch the show on the internet all the time, or watch the games on the internet. So that's a neat thing, and let's hope we can do this for several weeks more as we get through the playoff deal here.
Well, we wish Coach Chuck Seiler and the West Platte Blue Jays well as we finish out district play. And we play North Platte tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Check us out on westplattesports.com. That game time's at 7 p.m. Wednesday night. If the Blue Jays win, we'll play a game Monday, more than likely, at Wellington Napoleon. Check it out Monday night. We'll keep that all informed on our website, westplattesports.com. We'll see you around, and we'll see you at the games. Good night, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow night.